There is a famous saying, when in Rome, be like Romans. But I thought for first, this was not applicable to this country. But it is. And this is what I'm going to tell you with my incident, what happened with me. So, in London, you have to be like Londoners only. Apparently, this thing also applies to London. It's quite funny, Europe being a multicultural continent, but still. This thing applies everywhere. Why blame the Romans? It happens everywhere. Hello, and welcome to Water Escapes, a podcast beyond boundaries, where we would be exploring perspectives on physical and conceptual borders through our stories. Myself, Chaitanya Hari Gaur, on this episode of Water Escapes, Life Across Global Canvas. So, for the first time, when I landed at London Airport, the first thing which comes to my ear was a voice of a person sitting just next to me.
Hey mate, can you pass me that bottle of water?
And I kind of laughed. And then it came to my mind that he might get offended. And I was in London, and British bureaucracy and Britishers and the London accent is famous, as you all must be aware of. Then I asked him sincerely, "Sorry, what did you say?" "I am sorry, I am from India and I am not used to such accent." Then he asked me and what he actually wanted to say that if just I could pass him a bottle of water. So this was a kind of first experience for me. Let's hear some other experiences of students who cross their borders geographically, actually in terms of their culture, lifestyle and education. And what challenges they face and how they adapt to those challenges. Basically, in this episode, I will share the changes in life of students when they cross borders. And here I welcome two of my guests, Sushil from Spain and Lydia from Algeria. Hey Sushil, how are you today?
I'm pretty good actually. It's nice weather outside, so that's always a good reason to be happy.
What did you do before coming here?
I actually woke up pretty early this morning. My brother had come visit me from his university. He's studying in Amsterdam, so he came visit me a couple of days. Unfortunately, he was leaving today, so we woke up early in the morning. He made his bag and everything, took everything he needed to take, bought a few stuff for my parents from here. And I showed him to the station so he could make his way to the airport.
And what about you? How are you, Lydia?
Hiya, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling today?
Not bad. Well, just a kind of nostalgic because of the rainy day, but quite nice.
Okay, that's good. Let's dive into our podcast and let's start with our first question. So my first question is, what's your reason for crossing borders to pursue education from different country and not from your own? And how do you feel about it?
Well, it's kind of started for me before coming to the UK. I first started like my bachelor degree in Tunisia, and I didn't really plan it, but it's just because like in my country I was studying a different like kind of field, which was like more scientific than like artistic. So I wasn't able to actually start any kind of artistic like studies there because I wasn't allowed. I was supposed to do like any kind of scientific like related field. So I started my graphic design degree in Tunisia, and after that I just fell in love with filmmaking. But I didn't really I wasn't able to do it in my country. One, because I did graphic design, which is not related to filmmaking, and even in Tunisia I wasn't allowed to do that. I had to like start again from the beginning to be able to do that. And also, to be honest, I just know that in my country filmmaking is not like very, very good. So I just wanted to go somewhere where I know I'm gonna like learn a lot from filmmaking, which is like the UK. Because like compared to that, like we have different techniques and all that, and it's literally better. Maybe one day I will go there and make like, the filmmaking industry there better. But yeah, I think this is the measure like why I came here, and it's so much easier to like integrate any university and do any kind of studies that you want in the UK and in any other country.
First, the reason I came to the UK to study instead of studying in Spain is I'm actually from Spain. I've lived there, but my parents are Indian. I have a Hindu background. So when I started school, I went to a English school. It was called the British School of Gran Canaria. And I would say, even though I live in Spain, English is my first language. And I would speak at home, in school. We were told to speak in English with our friends in the playground and everything. And that was quite a task when I was small. You are in Spain, you're small, and your natural instinct is to speak Spanish to Spanish people. But in our school, we were taught really strictly, speak in English. So when I had to make a decision for my university, I had that in mind. Most of my educational background was in English, so why not, now that I have this opportunity? And moving wouldn't be a challenge with the language, because that's most of my friends, they don't know how to speak fluent English. So I said, I know how to speak English, why not pursue a career in the UK?
Well, yeah, sure, but I'm sorry to, I don't know what to say, because I always wanted to, leave my country since I was, very young. I remember when I was young, I used to tell my parents, oh, I will, get older and go live in France and get married to a French guy and all that. This is what I was always saying. And I think it's just because it's kind of a culture thingy. We always say, you can ask anyone. They're even here, when you ask British people, they're like, oh, if you have the best thing to do here in, the UK, you're like, what do you want to do here in the UK? They're like, actually, leave. But for us, it's a blessing to be here. But I feel like everyone is we just want to leave their countries. In my country, it's just because, we don't have so many opportunities, work opportunities. Now right now, I'm doing a part-time job. If I was in my country, I would be just studying and struggling to find a job as a student, you know. But here, it's so much easier. Yes, it is expensive in a kind of way, but it's still easier to find solutions like work, experiences, and all kind of stuff. So that's
the main reason. So it's different for both of you, as you both are from different countries, having different scenarios. And if we talk about different scenarios, here comes my second question for both of you, and that is, what difference or what changes you both notice in this culture and the society after crossing the borders?
I feel Spain is a more warm culture, a more welcoming. You can see when I walk around the streets, first I would live in London. I know London is more like a big city, metropolitan city, where it's more common to see people just focusing on themselves and just walking without having interactions with other people. But still, now I live in Brighton and I still feel the same way, even though Brighton people are more warm and happy, I would say. But compared to Spanish, I feel Spanish people have more a community between them, as a difference to people in the UK. Usually when I walk at night, and even though there's someone, I see someone who's not, I don't know him. In Spain, he will say good night, or he will say hi or whatever. In the UK, that doesn't happen so often.
Okay. Is it same for you, Lydia?
Well, to be honest, a lot. Obviously, I'm from Algeria, and in Algeria, we are not only Arabs, we're Arabs and Berbers, but however, our culture is mostly it's mostly following the religion, our religion, which is the biggest part of Algerians are Muslim. So we kind of are very different from what's here in the UK. But when I first came, it's true that it's different, but I still feel comfortable, because they're quite open-minded here. They wouldn't be judging you of doing your culture, traditional stuff, anything like that. But to be honest, like, I had a big shock when I first came, because like especially here in Brighton, we don't have a lot of like Algerian people. We have Arabs, but not Algerians. And it was kind of difficult for me because I didn't manage to, like, for example, like, we're doing Ramadan now, and soon it's gonna be the Eid, and I have no one with who like having like my iftar, or like with who like spending time during like those kind of events. So these are kind of difficult stuff.
But yeah, I would like to add on that. At the moment, I've been living in the UK for 4 years now. I did my undergraduates here as well, so I have quite some, I'm gonna say, experience in this whole new transition from one culture to the other. But I remember when I was first, when I recently came, it was a really different culture. For example, I remember the first thing that happened when I reached my university accommodation and everything. I went to meet my flatmates who were in the kitchen, so I went to introduce myself. And usually in Spain, it's custom to, whenever you meet somebody new, if it's the opposite sex, you like double kiss, like on the cheek. So when I went to introduce myself, they were like expecting me to shake their hands, but no, I went for the double kiss. So that was a bit awkward between, as a first impression, because I reached, suddenly somebody just double kisses. But they explained it's like part of our culture, we do it this way. So I know I'm in the UK now, but I still have my culture within me.
Well, when I'm there, it's like, obviously, it's like something else, because I have my family. And even when I went to Tunisia, it was easier because like I had like a lot of friends, and we all kind of have like the same culture. So I didn't like feel that need of having my family with me like I do feel here. So maybe it's like, I don't know, it's just like different. It's like not in a bad way, but still different, not the same thing.
I feel a difference because I've lived with that culture in Spain all my life. So now coming here and not having those same advantages, I would say, or those same experiences here, makes a difference. For example, there's a very common trend in Spain, which is called the tapas. So whenever you go out to a bar, you order a beer and they give you a small like taster of food. Like, they, instead of ordering a whole plate, they give you free some food so you can taste a couple of bites. So tapas is really cultural there, because people like to eat while they drink. And here it's like, still you can order, but it's not the same vibe and everything. And also the parties are different here. A whole, that's a different culture completely.
Okay. So, as you told us about the food and the partying stuff, I would like to jump on my next question, and that is, what's the change in weather and lifestyle you feel or notice in and around you after crossing the borders?
Of course, weather here is terrible compared to Spain. Obviously, we are used to 23 degrees, 20 degrees throughout the year. Nice, pleasant weathers where... the first thing I bought when I was planning to come to the UK was big jackets for the winter, because I literally didn't have anyone, because I have never needed a jacket. So yeah, then of course during the winter it gets dark at around 4 o'clock. That was something really shocking for me at first, because I'm used to seeing sunsets at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and then come here and suddenly at 4 o'clock it's completely dark. That was literally a real shock when I first experienced it. That changed many, like, I started having lunch sooner than I used to because it was dark, and it was nighttime, and I would immediately think, oh, it's night, it's time for dinner. So I would start feeling hungry really soon. So I've changed my dinner time. And yeah, of course, I've become more independent. I don't rely so much on my parents get asking permission for going out, or like, you know, I have more freedom within me to make my own decisions. So that's also a big difference.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like really agree with you in this case, because like my lifestyle changed a lot. Because when I was in Algeria, I had like kind of my family was influencing me, like the way I was living, which is like, you know, they have like, they are more controlling, because like, because of like their religion and all that. Not only that, like in general. So, but when I started like a bit like traveling and living a bit everywhere, I just like had like more freedom, like my lifestyle changed. And here the good thing is like they don't really judge you. So as I was saying, they're open-minded. So especially here in Brighton, so I like literally like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm living kind of healthy life, but having fun too, because like you have to have fun when you're in Brighton. And I also like the fact that, for example, I was questioning my sexuality, and in Algeria I wasn't able to do anything about that, because like, even if it wasn't my parent like against that, people would see it like as like something wrong. But here I was like, you know, I was able to do it, to like to discover myself, which is like a quite good thing, you know. You feel like so much better to like discover like those kind of stuff and try have like amazing experience, weird and amazing experiences. So yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, of course. So it was obviously hard leaving all the people you've almost ever known in your life, leave them behind and shift to a new country where you meet new people, different cultures. Especially in London, there were like many international students everywhere, so you had people from all the different continents all together in the same place, and you're not like without your parents or anything. So it's kind of starting a new life, basically.
Well, to be honest, when I first came, as I said, it was kind of difficult for me, because like it was like a shock as a culturally talking, because like we were like quite different, and it was like very difficult for me, because like, yes, British people are friendly, but I found like difficult to have like real friendship that I was like, you know, used to. And especially that like it's like it was like just few months, but it was also lockdown, so I came during lockdown, which made it difficult. And they went like through like some like difficult times, and I started seeing like, to be honest, I started seeing like a therapist because of that, literally. But to be honest, I just like learned from this experience, and now I'm getting like used to this kind of mentality and all that. And I'm making friends now that it's not locked down anymore. And yeah, it's just like going in a good way, I think. It's like, it was like a bad experience, but right now I'm just discovering, maybe it was because like the COVID wasn't helping, I think, and like all the lockdown thingy, but right now it's just making it better. Like all the events, all the people, they're quite like, as I'm not gonna change my mind though, they are nice, but not very like into the real friendship. You just know people who don't make friends, kind of thing. But yeah, it's nice though.
Mm-hmm. So like, after noticing the cultural and lifestyle changes, like how did it affected you, and like, so like how you plan, or like how did you adapt towards it?
I feel in my case, I enjoy more when something good happens to me, because I know it's almost 100% thanks to my efforts. Because before, I would say, okay, my mom, my dad, like, I thank you for, I don't know, if I would play football in a football team, I would have a good match. I would still think, oh, my parents are driving me to training every day. They're coming with me for the match and they're making food for me so I stay with energy. But here, it's mostly me taking care of myself. So whenever I experience something which like I feel it's a good experience or a good achievement, it feels better. Like it feels like I've done this by myself.
Well, if we're going to talk about like England in general, I mean here in the UK, as we were talking, me and you and Mira, our classmate, like, we don't have in my country too the canvas thingy. So when I first came, I was literally so lost. And until now, to this day, I don't know how to use it properly, because like they put a lot of stuff on it, and they ask you to like, oh, if you ask some questions sometimes, they're gonna be like, as you said, just go and check on Canvas. But excuse me, if I'm not used to it, how will I do? I'm just so lost, you know, every time. I feel like if you don't understand anything or something, just email them. Emails are the best options, or like just go through them. If they ask you to check on Canvas, just be like, I don't know how to use it, or ask like classmates to help you, or like even the student union, sometimes they give like good advice to help you with like this stuff.
Okay, so after hearing the discussions, I would like to conclude it by telling some incident, like my incident previously, that my skill set is not valued in India that much. That's the main reason, like, why I cross borders, because in India, population is too much and too many people are trying, and you are replaceable just the second you leave the company. But here, my skill set is quite valued. I got a very good offer just the first week when I started my master's course here. I got an offer from somewhere in London, and they were ready to give me quite handsome salary. And just after, they checked my portfolio and verified it. Then I thought, this is just the basic stuff and I could do more. And then I came to realize, yes, this place has opportunities for me as well as for my friends. I am Chaitanya Harigaur, and you have been listening to Life Across Global Canvas, a part of the podcast Borderscapes, produced with the support of the School of Media, Arts and Humanities and the Office of Technology Enhanced Learning at the University of Sussex. Technical help from Matthew Taylor. Our executive producers were Lee Gooding and Martin Spinelli. Our theme music was composed by Helena McCormack, and our graphic design was by Thomas O'Dyer. Additional episode music, audio credits, and info are available at borderscapes.org. And for socials, please do visit @borderscapespod. Thanks for listening.